Amen, saints. Amen, saints.
Yeah.
Amen. I thought it was I was the only one. And you had all been raptured. You're still here, so am I. Amen. Amen. So we come to the fourth message, which is the way to be faithful in service. But my portion is not that. My portion is to have a quick review of what was shared in Message 3. How many of you were not here on Message 3? Amen. Message 3 was before lunch. Amen. Okay, so most of you were good, so you remember this then. Amen. So Message 3, being faithful in service. What does it mean to be faithful in service? But I think I'd like to come back to the two main points that we've been sharing since last night, right? The matter of being watchful, and then after you're watchful, then the matter of being faithful, right? I really appreciated the brothers pointing out being watchful is a matter of living, while being faithful is being active in it, right? Because you need to be, you need to have a living, and that living needs to be active. Amen? Yeah. So how do we stay watchful? We didn't forget, did we? To stay watchful means you need to be, to be watchful means you'll be constantly living in the enjoyment of the Lord. Right? What better way to be watchful than just constantly enjoying the presence of the Lord? Amen? But this watchful being and this living, right? And when you're in this living, you are being filled, right? We want to be those constantly being filled with the Lord, right? Now, what is the outcome of this filling? There has to be an outcome, right? All this constant filling, the outcome is that we need to be those flowing it out, right? The outflow has to go somewhere. And where does this flow go? In our service, right? So on the one hand, we need to be those faithful, enjoying the Lord, enjoying this, having this living. But this living needs to produce this outcome, right, of a service. So on one hand, when we're watchful, we have the living. On the other hand, we have to be carefully, faithfully living out this kind of enjoyment through our service, right? Who is qualified to serve? All of us, right? The brothers mentioned several times, we are all one talented ones. Now, one talent compared to two talents, compared to five talents. We think one talent is, it's just one talent. But as the brother shared, one talent today is worth $1.25 million. It's one talent, but it's $1.25 million. So it's not nothing, right? We should not look at it only one. No, we should look at this. Yes, I have one talent. I can serve with my one talent. Right? Yes, it's one, but you still have one. So we should be, praise the Lord, we have one talent. Lord, what do I do with my one talent? What should I do with my one talent? Right? Seek the Lord. Come in fellowship with the brothers, but seek the Lord. Amen. He will tell you what to do with your one talent. Right? We need to be those who exercise to use this talent that we have. Right? The other matter was strongly emphasized this morning is the matter of faithful ones. What is our commission as a faithful servant? is to minister food.
Amen.
Right? Wow, it was a long afternoon, eh? We forgot already. It's to minister food. What kind of food? The appropriate kind. Right? Is it this kind? Yes, for this person, but maybe not for that person. Right? So we need to have wisdom and revelation to know the person so that we know the right kind of food to give to that person. Right? Our commission is to give food. So we need to know the person. This is where we need to cherish the person, to know the person. Then we can minister the right kind of food to that person. Because that each person has a particular need, right? So we need to preach and we need to minister the right kind of food for the right situation, right? I'd like to point out one last item and then we can go on. I wrote it in my notes, but yeah. In the point here, it says, our obligation, it is our duty, our obligation to minister food to those whom the Lord has delivered to us. Right? I really appreciate this point about the church having been delivered to us. Right? This church belongs to you. Right? You, not just those few full-timers, not just those few serving ones, but it has been delivered to you. It is in your hands, right? What you do with it, well, to a certain degree, is up to you, but what you do with it is up to you, right? If you choose to do more with it, amen. If you choose to do less, that is your choice. But it is in your hands, right? So in carrying out our commission to be faithful in our service, we need to realize that this is in our hands. Right? We make the choice what and how to deliver our service. Amen? So this, like this evening, we're going to share on the way to be faithful in service. Amen? Oh, yes, sorry. I completely forgot. So we get a lot of time, actually, and we have an opportunity for all the saints to participate in this matter of getting into the message. Just like this morning, where we have groups, we're going to do that again. So each and every one of you gets in your hands an opportunity to enjoy the material, and to share among your group, and then to come back and share here. So right now it's 7:20. Let's take 5 minutes. Let's not take too long because we don't want to lose this time that we have. And form groups. In the back there are some chairs. You can go there. You can go to the rooms in the back. You can go to the table over there. I would encourage you to be groups of about 8, no more than 10. Because this is an opportunity for everyone to get into it and to speak it, right? Everyone needs to speak it in the group. Don't be shy. Don't despise your one talent. Not tonight. So this is an opportunity, okay? So let's go into our groups. If you have a requirement for a language, you know, look, there will be maybe some consideration. We can take care of that. But otherwise, blend, right? Don't be among only those you know regularly too. Try to get to know some other saints. So let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Amen.